Politico.com reported today that at the Democratic Party retreat in Virginia last week, South Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz asked if the White House could do a better job coordinating its message with party leaders on Capitol Hill on the economic stimulus plan. Kathy Castor represents Tampa and other parts of the Bay Area in Congress. Today, she was doing her part.
Yes, it's very unfortunate that some of my Republican colleagues and the talking heads have tried to define this package. This is not an ordinary time. This is not the time for politics as usual, where we're throwing bombs on either side. This is a critical time, and we've got to take action now. Let's make it very clear: there are no earmarks in this bill. A lot of the examples that the other side of the aisle has used simply are not true. I had to laugh when the St. Petersburg Times called one of the Republicans pants on fire, and I encourage folks to do that. But this is a time when we really need to focus on what's in this package, and I think we can do a better job.
Castor said there are good things in the bill that will help all Floridians.
We're going to give significant funds to the state of Florida for education, for folks for their health care, so that they can continue to see the doctor, that teachers do not lose their jobs. And a double benefit is that we're going to continue to modernize our schools at a time when the state of Florida is cutting back on its education budget. That's why you see Governor Charlie Crist out front, and we've been working together for many months to try to shore up the state budget, because those cuts to Floridians, to teachers, to schools, to health care would really be devastating in an economy that's already imploding and losing jobs.
Miami area Congressman Kendrick Meek responded to the accusation that his party has been in slow motion in reacting to Republican complaints of pork in the bill.
It's easy to win a short sprint as it relates to the message issue, but I think the long-term recovery of this economy and also the long-term message is going to be, the proof will be in the pudding. I think as the president hit the airwaves tonight with his national address, Americans will get a full view of what this stimulus package means to America. We have Republicans on the other side saying that, well, it's X amount of spending in this bill. Well, that's what a stimulus package is supposed to do. We're supposed to put money into the economy. We're supposed to be able to assist local governments in closing their budget gaps. We're supposed to make sure that Americans that are out of work are able to provide health care at the level that they had, or if not, or a little bit under what they had during the time that they were employed.
This weekend, political analysts attempted to explain how a just-elected popular president has lost momentum on selling his first major piece of legislation just 3 weeks into his tenure. Some critics blame House Democrats, such as Wisconsin's David Obey and Speaker Nancy Pelosi, saying they placed some pet projects in the bill that are hard to justify as stimulus. California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein told Politico that her advice for the administration is that the next time they should write their own bill and not leave it to the disparate odds and ends of Congress. But Congresswoman Kathy Castor resents insinuations that the bill has been concocted by her leader, Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Boy, the Republicans sure scored some points on there, but people should not be fooled. This is President Obama and the people's plan to save our collapsing economy and get folks back to work and then make the investments for the long term, computerized medical records and health IT, new energy solutions, those kind of things that will really benefit families and businesses in the Tampa Bay area, because we're already doing some of that at the University of South Florida and some of our research institutions.
On Friday night, an agreement was made in the Senate on a stimulus bill. It cuts $80 billion from the House, which includes aid to the unemployed and food stamps. Spending on school construction has also been cut. Again, Miami area Congressman and U.S. Senate candidate Kendrick Meek.
It's going to be a conference committee issue, and we look forward to being in conference, me being on the Ways and Means Committee, and discussing the differences between both packages. But we do know one thing that we all hold in common, House and Senate, that we have to get a package to the president more sooner than later, so that these resources can start to be released to U.S. cities and also to states.